This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The federal delisting of the gray wolf does not mean they lose their protections and will now be hunted to extinction. They will now be managed by the state. The Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis says the Department of Fish and Wildlife's decision was the right one, but it will likely be challenged.
You know, sadly, even if it was just on principle, folks like Center for Biological Diversity, from their perspective, I think, sadly, they also use opportunities like this to get people worked up and fearful that all the wolves will now be wiped out. That's not truthful, but sadly, that's what we've seen from that group in the past.
So the state, Davis says, will continue to keep track of the wolves as a species.
The wolf population needs to be managed in order to control the damage they can cause. And just saying that causes some people to bristle. They just want the wolves to be able to roam freely and do whatever they want. And we don't really allow that for any other wildlife species in this state. We do control bears, we control cougars, coyotes for a reason. And we hope that that's where we end up with at some point with wolf management in Washington.
With lawsuits likely, Davis says a final decision could take some time.
I think it'll be a couple of years at least, because whatever initial court decision we see, there'll likely be an appeal. So it will be a while, unfortunately.
But eventually, Davis believes the decision will stand and the wolves will be in good hands.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.